USA Radio News. I'm Rick Vincent.
All I can tell all you people out there is pray. That's what we need right now, guys, is just pray for Santa Fe ISD and all the schools.
On Friday morning, a 17-year-old student armed with a shotgun and a pistol stormed Santa Fe High School about 30 miles southeast of Houston and opened fire in an art class. He killed at least 10 people and wounded 10 others, including a school resource officer who was left in critical condition before surrendering to the officers who confronted him. Texas Governor Greg Abbott says he'll assemble a roundtable to suggest solutions to the problem of mass shootings.
We will assemble all stakeholders to begin to work immediately on swift solutions to prevent tragedies like this from ever happening again.
The teenager, whom students described as a quiet loner, was held without bond at the Galveston County Jail, charged with capital murder and aggravated assault on a peace officer. It was unclear what motivated the attack. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wade Allyroot. I'm not just a conservative talk show host. I'm a father of four kids. When we all send our kids to school each day, the second most important thing is that they get good grades. But the most important thing by far is they come home safe and sound in one piece. Trained as an Army Ranger and former Deputy Sheriff, Joe Curran thought the same thing. That's why he invented a product called Bullet Blocker. He invented the world's first bulletproof backpack. Now Joe has built a super successful company around safety products for your most precious assets, your kids and your family. Bullet Blocker is an American company. They custom make a ton of products, bullet-resistant backpacks, bulletproof clothing, vests, fleeces, briefcases. Bullet Blocker gives you the gift of life. Clothing that looks cool, but protects your children's life with the same coverage as police body armor. Everything works with Department of Education guidelines. Go to bulletblocker.com and enter code WAR to save 10% on your order. That's bulletblocker.com, bulletblocker.com.
The cheers and jeers are all over the spectrum after the House of Representatives failed to pass its version of the Farm Bill following a raucous debate this week. In today's weekly Democratic address, Ohio Congresswoman Marsha Fudge said Democrats opposed the bill's expanded work and job training requirements for food stamp recipients.
It would waste billions on redundant and unproven training bureaucracies that our states have told us that they cannot operate effectively.
The setback adds to the possibility of an extension that could complicate farmers' ability to switch commodity programs next fall for their base acres. A shooting Friday night in a parking lot across the street from a high school graduation ceremony in Clayton County, Georgia, left one woman dead, a second wounded, and a pregnant woman trampled. And while no arrests have been made, investigators have at least one suspect.
The graduation had concluded, and some parties gathered, an argument ensued, and that led to gunshots being fired. And two individuals were injured.
That's Thomas Trawick, head of Clayton County School Security. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Former President Jimmy Carter was this year's commencement speaker at Liberty University. He told the some 18,000 graduates at the Christian University that universal human rights haven't been realized, but he believes modern technology, including social media, can be used to better society.
We evangelical Christians, and I consider myself to be one of them, must use this world coming together and communicating instantly with each other to promote the word of gospel about Jesus Christ.
Carter is the third U.S. president Liberty has hosted for commencement and the first Democrat. George H.W. Bush spoke in 1990 while Donald Trump spoke last year. Britain's Prince Harry and American actress Meghan Markle are now married after a ceremony today at Windsor Castle's St. George Chapel. The newly minted Duchess of Sussex was married in a gown by Claire Waite Keller for Givenchy. Stirling Volandes is editor-in-chief of Town & Country magazine.
I think that easy elegance is really what Meghan has become known for. There's a sleek modernity to it. Givenchy was a surprise. The bets were really on Stella McCartney or Burberry. First, they were on Ralph and Russo, who had designed her engagement photo dress.
In the scheme of things, this particular marriage is not all that important. Harry is only sixth in line to the throne, but Ms. Markle is a highly unusual royal bride. She's American, divorced, 3 years older than Harry, had a high-profile career, and is biracial. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.